That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this morning, this May 7th, 2022. What a beautiful spring day it is. Blue sky, little wispy clouds out. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Hope you're having great weather where you are. But we'll bring the men on. We've got a good crew this morning. Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Paul from the great state of Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. And Remnant, we say good morning to you. We know that you join us from sea to shining sea up in Canada and all over on the internet stream. And so we say good morning to you and welcome. We gather in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have our coffee and we have our Bibles, and where it goes from there is anybody's guess, but it'll be tied to those in some way. We're going to open up in prayer. Jason, we'd ask if you would do that for us this morning, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program. This morning, Lord, we ask, Father, for your blessing upon the remnant across this land. We pray, Father, that as they turn to you and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, Father, that you shine your face down upon them and that you bless them and keep them and just continue to prosper them in the times that we're living in. Father, we know that there you have a remnant, Father, you have a people, and Father, they're a little bit different, Father, and we just ask, Father, that you continue to shine your face down upon them, that you lift them up, that you bear them up, that you see to it that that teeter-totter transfer takes place, Father, and that you bring down our enemies lower and lower, and that you let the remnant rise higher and higher. And we call for these things to be done in the name of the Most High, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, as they are on Saturday mornings, 307-745-5913, and we'd be glad to take your call. You know, the current events, I guess the biggie in the news this week was the leak, so-called leak, from the Supreme Court of the land. We understand that it's not as supreme as they would like to think it is. On their seriously considering overthrowing Roe versus Wade. And if we remember back to the previous presidents, he got a couple of conservative justices, replaced a couple of justices as they died or retired. And that was the talk a few years ago, was that that might be a possibility to not make in their terminology, a woman's right to an abortion, the law of the land, and it just being the way so many talk about it, health care. That's the terminology that the enemy uses when they talk about aborting children, killing the innocent, is it's health care, it's reproductive rights. Anyway, that's kind of been the story. The a lot of banter going back and forth. A lot of you see the outrage from the left, and that's just what I wanted to mention this morning. The absolute outrage from the left. How dare you do this? To the point that they are violent protests. To the point that they are marching and blocking streets. To the point that they are protesting outside of half or six of the Supreme Court justices' homes. Reminds me of the French Revolution. It's mob rule. The mob gets stirred up, and then they are easily directed and easily led. But it's not just a few crazies out there. Even there was a headline this week on Biden speaking of abortion, how it was meeting all the tenets of the recognized religions of the day, and read on into the article, and he's talking about how different religions argue when life begins, and so since they can't come to a agreement on it, how can anyone? It's nonsense. It is. But it does point out that abortion is part of the Baal worship religion, the Molech worship that we read of in the Bible, that it is. It is the religion of the temple, you might say, that we read of throughout the scriptures. That line is getting broader and wider and deeper. That line that is being drawn between the left and the right, between Christians, true followers of Jesus Christ, and those that just go to church on Easter and Christmas, and those on the hard left that we see in an outrage because the Supreme Court dares think of overturning Roe versus Wade. I think about that Horace Greeley quote, that you can't enslave a Bible reading people. Well, we don't have a Bible reading people in this land as a generality, and so you can enslave a non-Bible reading or Bible understanding people. But there's a lot that are waking up, that are waking up to that. They are going back and reading. They are seeing that's what this is. That abortion is not health care. Abortion is not a basic fundamental right. That it's murder. And it's killing of the innocent. And it's wrong. And so there are more and more people that are seeing that. Guys, thoughts, comments?
Yeah, abortion is wrong, but I think a lot of people miss the boat. I mean, they want to go after the abortion. Well, yeah, the abortion, but where did it start? I mean, you look at the abortion numbers, and what is it, 98, 99% of the abortions are by unwed couples, you know, people that are just going out and screwing around. You know, that's where it really starts. I mean, and that's the root problem of it.
Absolutely.
You know, people having people fornicating. You know, if you could stop the fornication, you pretty much stop the abortions.
Amen to that.
And, you know, people don't want to talk about it. They want to make excuses for it. Well, you know, this or that, but, I mean, there should be no question on, you know, I believe let life into conception. Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, is abortion wrong? Absolutely. But, you know, what's the real problem? Well, we've got a sin problem.
That's what it comes down to.
Well, people's word aren't any good, you know, a vow. You go before God and you make a vow. I mean, you got to live with it. You know, and they think nothing of it. The vow don't mean nothing to them no more. They changed their mind. Well, vow is a vow before God, and he don't like this wishy-washy stuff, and that's what we're talking about here with marriage is a holy institution, supposed to be. And that's it right there, you know. It's a vow before God as I see it.
Yep.
It is, and it does, I like how you put that, Jason. It does. It shows, it's a symptom of the disease, and the disease is sin in the land. And just people doing, you know, we have a couple of generations now that just have no idea of morality, of what is proper in the eyes of God and what is not. I talked Thursday night a little bit on the Molech worship. And when you go through and see, especially through, you know, 1 Kings and 2 Kings and Jeremiah, even back in Leviticus, but especially through the Kings, the Molech worship and the Asherah worship that they did. And almost every time those are mentioned, they talk about, you know, God, through his prophet, is condemning the people for causing their children to pass through the fire. And that's what it was. It was a sacrifice of their children. And it comes about, that's bad enough. But like you said, Jason, it comes about from sin. And it has been the Christian nations that have promoted marriage, that have upheld women to the highest standard, that have respected women, mothers and daughters. And it's everybody else. It is the religions of the East. It is Judaism. It is all the others that women are not held in that esteem. But where we've come to today is this blending, and we're back to this Asherah worship, this female deity worship, and it's it ties in with the Bible scripture where it says women and children will rule over you, my people, and that's certainly part of it, but it is, it's you know, even the White House, you know, they have a new press secretary now instead of old Jen Psaki, the redhead. It's a black female, and because that's the trend today. How can you speak against a black female in society today?
Black female lesbian.
That's, yeah, there you go. So three strikes, you're out, is the way we look at it. But the way they look at it is, hey, we got this covered. And but that's Babylon. It is, and that's Babylon is the you know, the temple prostitutes. If you've read your Bible, you see that throughout scriptures, that there were temple prostitutes, and it's that way in the land today. The people prostitute themselves, and boy, when you read it, you know, God talks about, where is it there in Ezekiel or somewhere, about the well-fed lusty horses. God says, the more I blessed you, the worse you got, to where you just neighed and went after everybody else's wife. And he said, shall I not punish a people like this? And our enemies understand that. It's our people that don't. It's our people that don't have an understanding of that, that have not been raised up, that, yeah, they have the law written on their heart. But it has been shrouded and clouded over so much with public sentiment and this brotherhood of man and all this other BS that is crammed down our people's throats. And it's not just the third graders. You know, it's the parents of the third graders and sometimes the grandparents of the third graders that have rebelled, that have turned from God. And, you know, what's the old Johnny Cash song? God's going to cut you down. There is no escaping that. There's not.
Yeah, and with this new Speaker of the House, it's kind of interesting. You know, they put a black lesbian in there, so you say something against, you say something to disagree with her, and it's, oh, you don't like blacks. And it's like, oh, no, it's not that I don't like blacks. Oh, it's, well, you don't like lesbians. Well, no, it's not that I don't like lesbians. Oh, well, you don't like black lesbians. I mean, it's just, and that's how far that it's come.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know, and then you got the battles on the state, from state to state. I mean, you know, DeSantis, basically, one of the big things that I've seen is disinformation act, or whatever they call it, Ministry of Truth, basically the disinformation government. And you look at what they're doing, and I mean, you just want to talk about freedom of speech, you know, being part of Homeland Security now. It is basically is what they've done is they've formed what they're calling a disinformation government board, which is basically, you know, comes right out of book 1984 with the Ministry of Truth. It is absolutely astonishing what they're trying to do, and I mean, you talk about censorship. Basically, that they're going to go around and they're going to censor truth, and they're going to decide what is true and what is not. Now, I mean, how many people want their government telling them what's true and what's false? I mean, you know, that we've been lied to for how long, and now we expect them to decide what is truth. And from what I understand, this being part of Homeland Security, that they're going to basically go through the internet and they're going to pull anything that they decide that is false information. You know, and, you know, where does it start and where does it end? I have no idea, but, I mean, it is going to affect religion. It's going to affect all religions. I mean, it's going to, you know, are they the ones that are going to decide, you know, who God's chosen people is and, you know, who comes from the synagogue of Satan? Where does where does it start and where does it end? I have no idea, but I know this is a big deal. And when they come out and they have a government organization that's going to decide what is truth and what can be put out, we've got a real problem.
Amen. Amen. We are seeing this. You know, people talk about how did things happen in Nazi Germany? How did all of a sudden Germany get so bad and turn and all the people go along with it, blah, 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 blah. And we are seeing, you know, you go back to the Exodus, the beginning of Exodus. There arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. And that's what we have. We have a governing body. We have a people in this land that know not Jesus Christ. They are as Goliath. A pastor called them intellectual giants. You know, when you, they understand how to deal with a law-abiding people for the most part, because our people try to be law-abiding people. They try. And so that's one of the things the enemy does. They create these boards. They make these laws. And then they do their best to hold us to them. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, what a mess. Google that, folks. Take a look. The disinformation board. It is to decide what the truth is. As you said, Jason, what a But, you know, we laugh at it, but they, to them, it's serious. It is.
And it's something, I mean, it's something that they've been doing for a long time. And we've known that, you know, the disinformation, they've taken control of the media, they've taken control of the televisions, the newspapers, you know, and that was a form of, control and censoring the truth. But now, I mean, this is just one step further. It'll be out there, you know, basically eliminating websites that they decide that is that basically, if it doesn't go along with their agenda, it's going to be false information. And it's just one level up of the censorship that's already been taking place. And you know, people need to be aware of that, because there's and people have no idea how much censorship is already, you know, taking place and what is going on. You know, I mean, you look at the churches across the land. I mean, I'm not saying that all churches are bad, but a lot of them have, you know, been censored, and there is they're not putting out the truth. You know, I mean, when it comes to the Word of God or versus this, versus that, like we were talking about with the abortion situation. You know, a lot of the churches nowadays will tell you, well, if you're in a committed relationship, that's all that matters. Well, is that what the Bible says? No, it's not.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, Remnant, you want to get a good read, go back and find an old George Orwell 1984. If you remember, in the book, the government had four ministries in the book in 1984. The Ministry of Truth is what they had, and that controlled the media. The Ministry of Peace, that oversaw war. The Ministry of Plenty, which suppressed the resources. And the Ministry of Love, which tortured the political dissidents. And so you see that it was that doublespeak. They said one thing, but it meant the opposite. How many times have you heard, if you've listened to this ministry for any time, Pastor Peters or Colonel Moore talk about that if you want to get the truth of what's going on, take what the media says and take the exact opposite of it, and you'll be closer to the truth. It's because that's what our enemy does. It's what they tell us. And so, you know, this Ministry of Truth, that's what this new information board does. It will tell us what is true. And the Ministry of Peace, oh, yeah, we're at peace. That's why we send 100, you know, that's why we are allowing the southern border, this nation, to be absolutely invaded by who knows what, millions over the last 18 months, millions. And the Ministry of Plenty. Yeah, how about this? How about, you know, the oil and gas production has been shut down. Food production. You know, food doesn't just get made overnight in this country. It takes time. And the Ministry of Plenty, hey, the food production. What's it been now, Jason? 18 or 20 food production facilities that have either burned up, blown up, had planes crash into them. I mean, it's like something out of a science fiction movie. In the last year, I don't even think it's been a year. What is it, 18 or something like that? These food production facilities.
I think it's up to 3 now.
That and nobody, you know, that's not covered. No, we gotta hear from our black queer speaker or press conference speaker, whatever, from the White House. You know, I got a story here. You know, DC Elementary School gives 4-year-olds anti-racism fist book, asking them to identify racist family members. Okay? Hey, if you've got somebody in your family that uses words that aren't appropriate, you need to let us know. I mean, it just is insanity. But it's just going as planned by them, because that's what they do. Anyway, some have eyes to see it. And I know you men look at it this way, that, you know, the prophecies, the thoughts that come to mind, the sermons that our preacher preached, the warnings that he gave, the things that he told us would be happening if we didn't change our ways as a people. And the majority of the people haven't, and so the majority of the people get this.
Well, you know, you got it for me. You got to be serious about it. You go into that book, because I found out my religion I was raised in wasn't really looking for the truth and stuff like that. You got to go into that Bible. When that Bible says something, it's the end of the matter. You know, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. That takes care of abortion. That's not even a debatable issue, is it? And you start thinking in black and white instead of gray all the time, you know, because most people you talk to, that's why they know it's gray. Well, you can't, you know, that's what you think, you know, right. Which means they're not teachable and they're not looking. So you got to look yourself. And if people are listening to us, when we say something, you check the scripture out that we are making, you're telling the truth, because that's your responsibility to not let someone deceive you either, because that little card, what is sin on the Bible, none of these churches tell you what sin is. They don't talk about, they'll baptize you if you ask, but they don't tell you have to. And they all will tell you, Jesus sent the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, Israel's 12 tribes. It's not one tribe, Judah. It's really obvious once you get a hold of it. It's the thing yes. of it is, you want to drink your religion and your history with you. You gotta, you're gonna never get anywhere. It's like, you gotta, hey, they aren't interested in the truth, so that's the end of the matter. So, and there's nothing crazier than a religious politician, because they're double-minded from the word go. So,
amen to that. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning. It is May 7th. The phone line, 307-745-5913. And plenty going on. Not that we have. It doesn't really affect us, but I know it affects many others in the land. And we've mentioned it before, but it's starting to make the national headline news, the baby formula shortage throughout the land. Really starting to see it in the grocery stores, in the big box stores. Again, Paul, probably not affecting you too much. And Jason, I know it's not affecting you, and it's not affecting my family either. However, it is affecting many others. And, you know, I don't know why it is. You know, I don't know. Totally. Go ahead.
The hand of God is moving slowly. He's allowing us to, you know, readjust. You know, you can make your own baby food. You can do all this.
Yes.
But it's so convenient. Just go down the store and get it. You know, a woman comes with all the equipment that baby needs for a little while. But they're too busy at their job and their careers, you know. They don't. But he's allowing us time to adjust ourselves, because we can see it coming, you know. If you can't see it coming, you don't want to see it coming, is what I think, because you walk down, I don't go to the grocery store about members, but you walk down the aisle and you see empty spaces, that's something new, because it used to be packed to the gills.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I think that's just one of the things that, you know, that you, that we're seeing, as you mentioned, that God is moving slowly. He's allowing people time to adjust. You don't need baby formula. Like Paul said, there's answers to it, you know. Don't dump your kid. Don't dump your baby that should be nursing. Don't dump it at a daycare and expect them to feed it formula. There's certainly fixes for it, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Alan, what I saw, is that, I mean, number one, they said that the price on went from $43 to over $100, and they're selling it on eBay, and people are buying it and when they can, and that basically the shelves are just gone. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a couple years ago, we kind of saw that. That scarcity and stuff on seeds, where they tried that, they just wrapped up the seed displays and put them in the back and said, well, we can't sell them right now, only necessities. and that's kind of come around, but I think that did, you know, that was it was meant for one thing from the enemy, but it caused something else. It woke some people up. And we've talked about that. More gardens going in and more people paying attention to those things. And so the thought occurs to me that when the enemy does these things, and they mean it for evil, but God uses it for good. I like how you mentioned that, Paul, that God, his hand moves slowly. He gives people time to, he's patient and long-suffering, and he gives people time to adjust, you know, to wake up. And I got to think that this, you know, I pray that this as reported, this baby formula shortage, that, you know, it will cause new mothers and maybe mothers-to-be to see this, and to come to the realization. I pray that the Holy Spirit moves in them, that like was mentioned, that they, you know, God provided, he provides, and he's giving you, mama, what you need, you know. But it takes responsibility. You got to be healthy, you got to stay healthy, you got to do your best to eat right and live right, and accept your responsibility. You know, you don't have to go to school for it, but your responsibility to be a new mother and to breastfeed that child and, you know, to abstain from things that might harm you or the child, at least while you're breastfeeding. And that's the best nourishment for that child anyway. It is. Anyway, so I do. I hope that it causes that. The enemy might mean it for bad, but that it does. It will continue to awaken those that need to be awakened. It almost seems ridiculous, you know. I think about it because we have not really had a need for that. Anyway. Well, Remnant phone lines are open, 307-745-5913.
You know, Colonel Moore's book, The Devil's Children and the German Connection, is a really good read because of what went on in Germany. It was actually a banking war. They had a no-interest banking system, and they were prospering really good. Well, you know, England had the hook in their jaw from the international banker, and they sent them to beat them up, and then we got dragged into it. But Germany was fighting the thing, and that's exactly what's going on right now. See, Putin will sell his natural gas thing, but he wants to be paid in a ruble and not the dollar. And see, this is another banking war that's going on right before our very face, because Putin knows the evilness of it, you know. But I know this guy, he watches Fox News all the time, and he just hates Putin. See, Putin's not the issue.
Right.
You know, Biden and his cronies in Ukraine, or there's something going on there that's pretty evil. They want to blame Putin for it. But this is a banking war again, because he'll sell it, but you got to pay me in a ruble. So, you know, he's got them right up against the wall. You know, and that's what's going on right before our eyes. It's always banking. But love of money is the root of all evil, and it's always connected to that. And that's what Germany was, and that's what's going on right now, too. So, I mean, inflation is going through the sky. You know, the price of houses and everything, you know. Yeah, you can get a lot of money for your house, but I don't know, you make sure where you're going when you sell it, so.
Amen to that. Well, guys, let's talk to Warren on the call-in line. Good morning, Warren.
Hey, I was eating my breakfast. I was just trying to catch up with you. You're talking about, you know, abortion and, you know, the baby's bashing through the fire. I think Pastor Peter's had some videos or something with, you know, the sacrifices of Moloch. My sister-in-law, you know, passed away a couple weeks ago. They had her cremated. I believe that cremation is a sacrifice to Moloch, of false gods. Because as far as I know, Noah was the first one that, you know, built an altar to the Lord, and then Abraham did, and the priest had to take the ashes. You know, it stayed by the altar, and then they took the ashes and spread them out in a clean place. And I wanted to know what you think of it. And Jill had a question on cremation. How does the Lord resurrect you when your ashes are scattered all over, you know? Isaiah talks about the dry bones. You know, I believe those are actual dry bones. And Jill, I said, we're not going to be sacrificed on the altar. You know, John the Baptist said when Jesus came, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Well, how come he wasn't cut into pieces and burnt on an altar? You know, I believe in that, in your old-fashioned burial. And I just want to, you know, that's my opinion. I want to put, you know, it's supposed to be the watchman on the wall. Maybe I'm wrong putting out a warning that that is a sacrifice to the false gods, but I just wanted to put it out there.
Well, guys, I'll say a quick thing, and then by all means, I'll open it up to everybody. Warren, I remember Pastor Peter's addressing it as far as cremation. And if I remember it correctly, he had said, you know, traditionally, Christians have always buried their dead. And it was other people, other religions that cremated, burned their dead. But he did not see it as a sin. And again, guys, I'll throw that out. That's how I remember that. I know that, again, you know, like you said, yeah, Christians buried their dead. That's what we've always done. But I know Pastor addressing it to several people. If I remember correctly, that was his take on it, was that it was not a sin for to be cremated. You know, the body, whether it's cremated, whether it drowns and is eaten by fishes, and or it's buried and turns to dust, the body, you know, the body is corruption, and the body returns to dust one way or the other, from which it was created. And the resurrection is certainly a mystery, but he doesn't need our, you know, if we are cremated or burned alive in a fire or drowned and eaten by fishes, God doesn't need our bones and flesh to resurrect, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes sense, you know, but it is an Eastern religion, kind of a pagan thing, so... You know, I wouldn't want it done.
Absolutely. And in the system we're in, it can be done. I'll leave it at that. It can be done and not break the bank. You know, many people say, well, there's just that's just the only thing I can afford. And, you know, there's that's not exactly true. So I'll leave that at that.
Well, I think cremation costs the same amount as a regular burial.
I don't know. I'm thankfully not familiar.
Oh, there's a substantial difference in that, and it just depends on where you are. I mean, I've tried to help some people try to find some burial plots and places to get buried, and it just depends on where you live. I mean, there's people in places back east that. I mean, you can't find a burial plot, you know. And a lot of people, there's a lot of people that don't have family that are, you know. I know of several people that were the last one around, and they had no family and no church family that to take care of, you know, transporting them across the country or anything like that, and getting them buried. But where they were, there was just there was no burial plots available, and if you could find one, I mean. You're talking $20,000 to purchase just the plot, and you know, and then it goes up from there. And it's regulated from state to state. We just ended up burying my mother-in-law, but it, you know, basically in the state of Washington, if you bury them within 24 hours, you've got you can go ahead and just you know, put them in a casket and put them in the ground. If you don't have it done within 24 hours, you're talking about going to a funeral home. And getting embalmed and having a funeral director take care of it, and it's an extra $10,000. And, you know, that's a lot of money to a lot of people.
Well, you know, the Jewish believe that you have to be buried within 24 hours after your death. But we know that when Jacob died, according to the book of Jasher, it took a year for him to be buried because Joseph's family was feuding against Esau's family. You know, this death stuff gets a little strange at times, but, well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I just said I'm not going to be cremated, though. Well, God bless you guys.
Thanks, Warren. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's you know, like you said, Richard, it's not a sin. I don't believe that it is. You know, it's sometimes it's just difficult for people to get done, and it's getting harder and harder and harder. I mean, I know just you know, trying to find burial plots around here in northern Colorado. I mean, that's virtually impossible, and a lot of other places are getting to be the same way.
Well, the Bible says to put him in the ground before sunset. You know, it does tell you to bury him. So, but like, I totally agree. I would prefer to be buried over cremation. I think it's a kind of the other people's way of doing things. But once you're dead, you know, it's where you go. It's not how you go. So don't make too big of an issue.
Yeah. What do you see going on in your neck of the wood? Are they planting corn yet up there?
Well, nothing. It's been so wet up here you can't get in the fields. I don't see nothing planted. Maybe a little oats and some seeding a little bit, but very little. Or no corn or beans or nothing.
Hmm.
We had an inch 7/10 again 2 days ago, so on the river's over the bank, and no, you ain't going to the fields right now. Unlike Nebraska.
Yeah, I've heard that they're putting in a lot more cover crops up there, and well, I know that they are around here. Then I heard recently that up in Michigan that there's a lot of stuff that's going into, and that the cover crop seed's been a good business. So there's people that are making changes.
Yeah, all the major magazines, they're all talking about cover crops. You know, Mainline magazine, they one that don't have an article about a cover crop right now. So it's the rage, you know. I mean, a lot of people are changing their ways. And a lot of them are.
Exactly. That's what I see. And I see that people getting away from, and, you know, I mean, we got this fertilizer shortage. There's a lot of people that are whining about, and you know, then you look at some of these other different things, these different agricultural processes, and I mean, I talked to somebody yesterday, and they were just boy, they were just a knothead about it, you know, and that's all they wanted to do was just plow more, and till up, and more fertilizer. More fertilizer, the better, you know, as far as they were concerned. Oh, you got to put them back because you're not getting it, you know, you're not getting it out of the soil, and you're not tilling enough, and you just got to put more fertilizer on, and you know, it just sounded like somebody that had a drug addiction for the land, and they want to just put more and more and more, and that's what I see that's so exciting, is people are trying to get away from that. I mean, these fertilizer companies, it's you know, that's one of these farms, you know, a lot of these farms' biggest expense is, you know, the fertilizer man when he comes around, and you know, people getting away from that, and I mean, I see all the way around is just, you know, healthier food, healthier animals, you know, and getting away from that. It's so exciting to see, and it's exciting to see it like you on the cover of all these magazines and stuff. We've been talking about it for I don't know how many years, but it's you know, we used to get excited about it, and other people are getting excited about it. So I think that's a pretty neat deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're gonna get,
go ahead, Paul.
They're gonna get put in a corner of Manta to it. You know, that's not all bad. Yeah.
Amen. Remnant, I've got a along these same lines. I've got an article. I'd be glad to make copies and send it to you if you'd like. And it's in, like Jason said, it's in a conventional farming magazine. Okay. But it says it pays to be an unconventional rancher. Cover crops help this family save costs on their cattle operation. And it's just 4 pages, I think. Yeah, just 4 pages. But it summarizes this, how, you know, how they changed, how they were, you know, they started growing back in 2013, and how they've put in cover crops, and how they have changed, as opposed to just continuing on in, you know, the CRP and continuing, like Jason is saying, more, you know, more fertilizer, more this, more that. And I like one of the quotes here. He says, it's definitely not the way everyone else is doing things on their farms. But he says, you know, another one here says, if anyone argues with their methods, they can take out pencil and paper and compare costs. And so he says, for instance, he says, we're pretty certain that our cost per day is lower than anyone else. And so, you know, and this is just a secular article. But when you see the things, it's like you said, Jason, it's stuff we've been talking about for years, and more and more and more people are doing it. It's getting reported on, it's not an overnight fix. But that's Babylon. That's what everybody wants today. They just, you know, you got a headache, you take a Tylenol. You need to go to sleep, you take sleeping pills. You need to wake up, you take some caffeine. I mean, it's just instant. That's not, Paul, you mentioned it earlier, right? That the hand of God moves in His timing. But when you look at this, and Jason, I want to bring it down and make some copies and have color for these four, but we'll offer it to you people because it's a great encouragement to see what these people have done. And these are just, this is just a father and a son there in South Dakota that are doing things that work. Doing things that work. And yeah, it says here when they bought the farm, the dad back in the 50s, it was all crop ground. And he says, Dad struggled for 20 years to farm it, and then he put it into CRP. It stayed that way for 20 years. And so 40 years, the dad tried to farm it and then put it into that crop rotation program, you know, that the state has, the national, the feds have and all that. He said, more than a decade out of the CRP, the pasture land has better diversity in the plants. And so 40 years they tried it that way. Like you said, Jason, more fertilizer, more. We just got to do more, plow more, do more for 40 years. And 10 years after not doing it, it's better. Paul?
Well, you know, God, He designed this earth to live perpetual forever, you know, and it can regenerate itself if you quit hurting it. What it amounts to, because when you know, there's, I got an article where they went from 3 ton to 10 ton of dry bean or green beans, and they did it with cobalt. But in an article, he said somebody will make a starter fertilizer that has no nitrogen in it or no phosphorus. See, nitrogen burns carbon, and phosphorus makes the mycorrhiza lazy. So, and I had a guy that did something different, and it would just work great. My point is, this earth is designed to go forever. You know, it says in Romans, nature groans for the revelation of man. And I think we're in a process of coming back to our senses, you know. You know, my wife and daughter went to a concert last night, and there was one black person there in the whole thing, right in the heart of Grand Rapids. But see, my point is, our nationalities will go back, and I've seen other things where they go back to their own. This multiculturalism is it's on a crash course right now, you know, because people, when you have a town that big and that's all that's there, there's a complete segregation going on, and they're not even thinking about it. So God will not be mocked, you know, and you don't got to be smart, you know. Who tell Leviticus 19:19? Don't plant your seeds fields with mingled seeds and hybrids. That ought I take it to, unless I'm wrong. And he says, rest your land once every 7 years. Now, if you go back to that, we would probably be right there. that we are rediscovering. You know, God and maggots were supposed to work 6 days a day, you know. I think I've read where when they were a country lived godly, they only had to work like 20-some weeks a year to make a living. You get rid of our insurance bill and our income tax, and you can have an awful free life.
Amen to that.
The point is, God didn't make it with this to be difficult for us, you know. Nutrient-dense food. And see, farming is really a moral issue. We're supposed to put good food on people's plates, morally. You know, if you're a farmer, you're a farmer. You love doing it. You know, there's a farmer down in western Indiana. They farmed 7,000 acres. He went out there after a rain and a whole bunch of dirt washed right across the road. He said, "We got to do something different." Well, he done something different. And he saved $1.9 million in inputs on that 7,000 acres. Now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That he didn't have to change. No, we got to take care of the land again and send it down the Mississippi River.
Yeah, and the book, I tell you what, the book that that sure made a difference for me was that Dirt to Soil, and we offer that book. And if anybody has any interest in learning about it, I mean, that is the best place to start, in my opinion. That's the best book that I've read on regenerative agriculture. And it changed the way that I thought about things, the way that I practice things, and you know, was able to put a lot of it to work, and it's exciting. I mean, it ended up after reading that book, I purchased my first no-till drill, and it's been working its wheels off this year. I mean, and it's just grown, and I can't have that thing in my driveway for more than a couple hours, and I got somebody stopping by wanting to know if I do seeding and if I can if they can lease it, or if they can hook me, if I can hook them up with somebody that can seed a pasture for them. And people are doing it on small scales and large scales, and just doing something different. I really believe that there's a lot of books that have been written on it, and there's a lot of information out there. But that was the book that really was one of the keys that opened up to a lot of other things. So, Dirt to Soil, fantastic book written by Gabe Brown. You can order it from us. We've got it available. I know that was the book that really made everything tie together for me. How about you, Paul?
Yeah, that's where it all started. The man had 4 years, and God's hand was in it. He hammered him with kale and had four crop failures, and he was so broke he couldn't turn right or left, and then he learned from it. And look at him today. He's on demand all the time to talk, and he's and he always gives God the credit. At the end, just one little line, you know, He knows what's going on, let me tell you, and he's a light on the hill. Now, that won't work in potatoes and row crops that are, you know, stuff like that, but you can take them principles and incorporate it into it to some degree, but it's the place to start, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, like Jason said, we have that book, Dirt to Soil. If you haven't read it, it's a great read. It is. It's inspirational and instructional. It really is. And it's nothing, certainly nothing unbiblical. And so you don't have to worry about that at all. Well, guys, we're about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. And I want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can join us at scriptures4america.org. I don't know, Jason, can they? You think we'll have the website back up, or are we still working on that? And I think we lost Jason this morning. But, we hope that we'll have it up. And if we can't do the video, the audio will be streaming out. And so we hope you can join us there.
Hey, sinner, you're running out of time. How much longer do you think you have before you go completely blind? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell? Hey sinner, salvation's calling you. That long black train is rolling, sweet chariots are coming too. You can ride that cloud to heaven or take that train to hell. But the chance for you has come today to break old Satan's spell. Hey sinner, God's chariot swinging low. We take that ride on high or end up down below. Right now the time's before you to break old Satan's spell. And give your heart to Jesus or send your soul to hell. Oh, hey sinner, you're running out of time. How much longer do you think you have before you go completely blind? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell? The choice is now before you. It's time to break sin spell and claim your destination. Is it heaven or is it hell?
Rolling, 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 rolling,
snake eyes.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake eyes. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake eyes.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
snake eyes.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide.